Okay. I have an update on a story. Y'all ain't gonna believe this shit. This one is mostly for the people who have listened to the show for a while and heard the episode, what at the time was one of my favorite episodes, about, I don't remember what the show was called. I just remember it had to do with describing our midlife crises, like our lives going up one side of a mountain and coming down the other side of a mountain. Because at the end of that show, I talked about a specific friend. A very, very good friend. And I remember telling y'all about how he was contemplating suicide. And how I didn't know how to handle it, but that I was as supportive as I could be. And I remember telling y'all all the reasons how come he felt that way about life. You know, that he didn't get to have the job that he wanted, even though he went to, you know, school to study. And that he never had a girlfriend and all of this type of shit. And what had happened was, this fucks me up. And I told y'all, I love this dude. He was a good dude. He was a good dude. And I really, really cared about him. I did. And for a couple of years, he moved to a different country. And he worked there and everything. And when he came back, he was a little bit different. So even though he's been back for a while, we haven't kicked it like we used to or none of that type of shit. But would you believe it? I can't even believe the shit. I am stunned. I don't even know if I should put this show out. But it's funny. it fucked me up. It turns out. Oh shit, y'all. It turns out, I'll just put it like this. To me, he's a unicorn. And what I mean by that is, how do you say it? Something that I have heard about, but I have never seen. He's a Sasquatch. He's a Bigfoot, you know. And I had no idea, because I told you, this was somebody I really cared about. I felt his pain, and I understood his story and everything. I can't believe I'm about to say this out loud. It turns out, y'all, the motherfucker is an incel. I had no idea that shit was real. I have heard people talk about it. I didn't never know any personally. This nigga is an incel. I just went to his Facebook page for the first time in at least 6 months. And this nigga is supporting Trump and lamenting that women have rights and all of this other shit. It is fucking my head up, y'all. I don't know what to do with this. But I'm at the drive-thru, so I'm going to shut up for just a second. I'm going to let y'all hear my drive-thru experience, though, so... How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm sorry. I normally had this up by now, but I was talking on the phone.
I don't even care if
you're wired
or not.
I'm going to get let me see. I got some money. I think I got some money. I'm going to get some. But yeah, it fucked me up. The niggas are in sale. I don't know. Oh, and I'm sorry I didn't let y'all hear my transaction, but it got to be too long. I didn't know the lady was going to take that damn long. I was like, damn, you taking a long time, ain't you, baby? And it was causing shit stacking up behind me. But in any case, yeah, that fucked me up. So my used to be niggas are incel. I ain't fucking with him no more. Because the whole reason why I went to his Facebook page in the first place was to find out if he wanted to play some Call of Duty. And because he's a heavy gamer too. But yeah, what am I supposed to do with that? How do I talk to him? I don't think I am going to talk to him anymore. Because I thought that shit was a myth. I mean, I'm gonna have to do some research. I'm gonna have to find out some more shit about incel and all of that type of lifestyle. I mean, I knew they existed. I just didn't know that I knew any. And especially not this dude. He was such a good dude. He really was. I don't know if something happened to him in another place, or when he went overseas to wherever he went. I don't know if something happened to him to make him feel like this. But it's I don't know. It's just fucking my head up, y'all. And I figured I'd throw that out there. That story does not have a happy ending. Because he's celebrating Trump and shit and mad because Trump didn't win and all of this other shit and talking about women's rights and how I fuck them and I don't give a fuck about women no more and all this type of, and it was just madness. I don't know anybody who feels like that. Back when I was fighting Republicans on my page every motherfucking day, I don't even remember any of them saying no shit like that. And for people who are worried, don't, he's not the type to go out here and kill people because that's sexually frustrated. He's not that type of dude. He ain't gonna hurt nobody. He just frustrated. And I get it. But Trump? Nigga, really? Oh man, y'all don't know. I'm blown. I'm fucking blown. I don't know what to do with this shit. I definitely just lost a friend. And I used to say, you know, I've lost Republican friends before. I don't even think the nigga used to be a Republican. I honestly don't. He used to be down for the cause. And you know, one time on the show I said that white men are predictable if nothing else. Because what normally happens to them is when they're younger, they're down for the cause. But as they get older, they become more conservative. And that's the truth. They become more not in my neighborhood type of people. Not all of them, because there are some of you that I've been talking to, you know, DMing and stuff, who have turned out the opposite. But for the most part, yeah, that's where these 74 million votes for Trump and shit is coming from. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I'm back home. I'm all fucked up. I'm all fucked up. I just, damn it, because I keep losing friends to Republican shit, to conservative shit. It is fucking me up. The first time I lost friends in my life was over that goddamn Confederate flag shit. It was the first time I feel like I started seeing people's true colors. Like, they was down for me and they didn't give a fuck. The black and white thing wasn't an issue and all of that type of shit. But then when it came to that flag, they wouldn't hear me. Next up, BLM. I lost a lot of friends behind BLM, who they called the terrorist organization and all this type of shit. And I honestly don't miss any of them. I don't. Because I'm at a place in my life where all I want, all I care about is being happy. And the one thing on God's green earth that makes me happy is peace. And if I had kept those people in my life, I wouldn't have the peace that I have now. And I see people, and this guy I'm talking about is probably included in this. I see men on Facebook genuinely, authentically lamenting that they're not in love or don't have a girlfriend or this and that and the other thing. And I'm like this. And that a girlfriend will make them happy, a wife and that type of shit. And I'm like this. In my lifetime, I have known love. When I did, I was deeply in love. Like, I was killing nigga in love. I was ready to kill people for this bitch. I would have died for her. I knew love. I knew, and the shit was so strong, it was probably a step above love. I don't know what a step above love is, but it was that shit. I can go to my grave saying I knew love. But right now in my life, all I want to know is peace. That's all. Just peace. I don't even know if this qualifies as a real show, so I'm not going to do an outro. I was just giving y'all an update because I'm fucked up. In any case, maybe some video games will take my mind off of it. Till next time, catch you on the flip side.